fighting for America.
Not only do we have to win this legal fight, but we're still going to have to pass a law through Congress. The bottom line is, Jose, that I'm using all of the legal power vested in me.
Fighting for Idaho.
We're in a kind of situation where, the end of the Roman Republic 2,000 years ago, and it's very disturbing, completely apart from the substance of immigration policy.
Fighting for you.
Thank goodness that you're there to at least allow us a voice. We need that. And we love you, brother. And we love the guests that you bring on. You're amazing.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I'm 80 KIDO. Good morning. Phone number is 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. On Facebook, on Twitter, as we start the day, joining us now, our great friend, Senator Risch. Senator Risch, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Living the dream. And you, sir?
Well, it's a blizzard here in D.C. this morning. People don't take this very well.
Well, I bet you wish you were home. As you know, you were just here. No snow.
Yeah. Well, we do need a little moisture. Some of our friends from Maine and New Hampshire, I told them to send us a little because they're crying the blues. They've had lots and lots this winter.
They certainly are. Senator, let's start with the big statement last week with you, Senator Crapo, and others about the future of Gowan Field. Your thoughts?
Well, Gowan's a great facility and has been since World War II. The roads and everything around it are named after things that relate to World War II, like Victory Road and others. It's played an important role in the military, and it'd be a shame to waste those facilities. The guard unit there has had a mission from time to time. It varied, but most recently it's been the A-10. The A-10, unfortunately, is a platform that is aging dramatically and will be phased out in favor of the F-35. Frankly, I disagree with that. They're putting all their eggs in the basket of the F-35, which will be a bomber, a fighter, a close air support. Pretty tough for one platform to do all of those. But in any event, the military made that decision. The problem is they're so short of money that they're trying to bring the F-35 platform on board. And as a result of that, they need more money. So what are they doing? They're retiring the A-10 before they have the F-35 in place to replace it. So what we've been pressing to do is to keep in fact, we were very successful last year in that they wanted to start ending it last year, and we stopped it through the appropriating process and said that they were going to have to keep it another year. But, of course, we're just spending it off year by year. Having said all that, the F-35 would be a great mission for Gowan Field, and for that matter, for Mountain Home also. And that's something we're pressing with the Air Force. So with the facilities we have, both at Gowan and at Mountain Home, it's hard for me to conceive that we're going to be down to a zero mission. There's going to be a mission. It's just that the Air Force right now is going through the throes that it goes through as it tries to go forward and do what it does. So they're still sorting this out, and we're doing our best to press both Gowan and Mountain Home. And at the end of the day, I think we're going to be successful.
Well, Senator, as you've pointed out, and others as well, I mean, there is really no successor to the A-10. You have the F-15. Eagle, if you will, close air support, but the A-10 really is a friend to the troops. Don't you think that influential people like you and Senator Crapo and Ayotte and McCain can keep this thing running for quite some time?
Well, I don't know if it'll be quite some time. It's a factor of money, and with the F-35 gobbling up as much money as it is, it's going to be difficult. You know, the interesting thing about that A-10 is it is a loved aircraft. We held Senator Ayotte, Senator McCain, and I hosted a reception and a rally and then a news conference in support of the A-10 here some months ago. I was shocked at how many people stepped up and how many military people were there that told stories about how their bacon was saved by the A-10 when they were when they were fighting on the ground. So it is a great aircraft. It's really unfortunate to see that. But having said all that, as you know, the U.S. is our military is so far advanced from every other military in the world. The only way that happens is if you keep moving forward and developing new platforms, and that's, of course, what's been happening. And change is always difficult, but it is what it is.
Senator, I'd love to talk about something else, but, you know, I know you're concerned about ISIS and Iran and Pastor Saeed, but you're also concerned about how the administration is cutting our ability, as you've discussed and covered, to defend ourselves with these cuts to the defense budget.
That's true. They love cutting defense, and we're fighting them tooth and nail all the way. We're living in a dangerous world, and just about the time you think that you got things under control, it's kind of like the game of whack-a-mole. Every time you knock it down, it rears its head somewhere else, and it's things we don't have control over, but that we've got to do. You know, I'm so sick and tired, and I think most Americans are, of fighting in places we don't want to fight and something we want to continue doing. We just want to live in peace and be left alone. But, you know, this ISIS organization, we thought we had troubles with Al-Qaeda, and it turns out that they were poor boys compared to ISIS. Everybody's seen them beheading and everything else on TV, and they are attempting to form a caliphate, which is an area of the world that is controlled by radical Islamic religious practices, Sharia law, and of course devoid of Christians and any other religious view that is not radical Islam. And when they do that, their stated goal is to have this caliphate in what was the old Levant, which is now Syria and Iraq and Palestine and Jordan and other areas. Once they do that, they want to move out and move against the Western target. And of course, we see when they say that, they mean it. I mean, you look what they're doing right now with the purging that they're doing of Christians and others that are in the caliphate. They're kidnapping them, they're beheading them, they're doing all these things. And you know, you want to just turn your head and leave it alone, but they're coming here next, and they're already reaching out. I mean, we saw what happened in Paris and in Belgium and other places around the world where they're not the kind of attacks that we had on 9/11, but they're certainly things that cause terror and kill Westerners, and it's just a mess. But unfortunately, having said that, there's something that's got to be done, and I think we're still in the throes of exactly what level that's going to be.
Senator Risch with us, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Let's talk a little bit about the move to stave off the president declaring the Boulder White Clouds a national monument. You've joined Representative Simpson, you have for years, to try and make sure that the state maintains control of those lands. How's that process going, sir?
Well, you know, this is Mike Simpson's got to get the credit on this. I mean, he has worked for 10 years to do something over there and has tried to satisfy everyone. At the outset, this should have been done 10 years ago. And he had a bill that was put together that was an Idaho bill. It had all of the stakeholders signed on. You know, whenever you do this, nobody's happy. But there, you get to the point where people say, okay, we can live with this. He had that done about 10 years ago, came back to D.C., and they pulled the carpet out from underneath them. The Enviros did and gave the thing a left-wing, a radical environmental bent. And I was the one that threw the wrench in then and said, look, this is the way we do things in Idaho. So some time's gone by, and Mike's gone back to the drawing boards redone it and brought all these people back to the table again, and now really has people happy. It's a scaled down version of what he had before, but I think at this point, where most people, not necessarily all, but most people, the vast majority of people are accepting of this, And I think it's a much better alternative than having the president do a monument. That is an overreach of presidential power, in my judgment. I don't know why Congress ever gave a president the power to declare monuments. I think they were thinking of a monument along Pennsylvania Avenue or something to Civil War veterans, not hundreds of thousands or millions of acres. But nonetheless, that law does exist, and, of course, he's threatening to do that there, and it would be very much different than what Congressman Simpson has put together.
Senator Jim Risch with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. We've covered ISIS, we've covered the Gowan, and now the Boulder White Clouds. Senator, we take a look at the budget. How are we doing as far as, you know, making sure that we're going to have an economic future? We keep printing money, which economically, as you know, doesn't make sense.
Well, they're not actually printing, Kevin. I mean, it's actual borrowing. I've gone and watched them do this, and it's got to stop. There's no question about it. We're doing better, but we got a long, long way to go, and we're going to continue fighting for that.
Senator, anything else you'd like to share with us here back home?
You know, I've got lots and lots of Idaho people here this month and next month. I think I met with 16 Idaho groups yesterday, and today they got another dozen or more for me to meet with, and that's good. I like the Seattle people, and they bring their concerns and their groups' wish list when they come to Idaho, what they want the government to do, or in most instances, what they want the government not to do to them. And it's important that I do meet with them and listen to them, and that's what my day looks like here for the next several weeks, and I'm glad to do it. So, Kevin, thanks so much. Good to talk to you.
Senator, have fun with the snow.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Take care.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Joining us now, Kimbra Shaw from Love, Inc. with the 6th annual benefit event, The Calling, coming up this Friday at the Cole Community Church beginning at 6:30. Kimbra, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Well,
I love that intro music.
Well, yeah. Do you remember that song at all? Or?
I do. I have to say I do.
Good for you. That was my first favorite song ever.
It's a good one.
It is. So let's talk about your big event.
Oh, I'm excited to. Thanks for having us back on again. You know, this event really raises awareness for the support and the work we do in educating and encouraging families that find themselves in need to really discover some new and exciting ways to break through that cycle and to find ways to even begin to give back. So we're really excited about this one.
Well, for people that didn't hear you the first time, let's talk about some of the work that y'all do at Love, Inc.
Absolutely. So we're a nonprofit, a cooperative ministry of about 40 churches in the area networking together to help families break the cycle of living in need. At its essence, we act as a bridge between people who have needs and the church ministries or agencies in the community that can help meet those needs.
And what are some of the needs that we may or may not be aware of?
The things that we hear the most are, quite frankly, just having too much month and not enough income. And what we see fills that need the best is education. So we have a community program to teach budgeting. We give some basic mentoring. A lot of folks are now going through the third and fourth generation in their family where they haven't had the role models that demonstrated some of the disciplines that are basic to budgeting. And so we provide that service. But we also see folks that benefit from just the basic hygiene products, shampoo, laundry detergent, deodorants, toothpaste, cleaning products, things that you can't buy with the resources that are available to folks through the community. For instance, like with food stamps, you can't buy those basic products. But we're able to provide those and help people stretch their budgets a little bit further.
Well, and that's important, and it's important that there's no judgment there because it's so crucial that these folks get back on their feet, and not only for themselves, but for the greater Treasure Valley in general.
You know, one of the things we pride ourselves on, Kevin, is creating a safe, efficient, and effective process an environment not only for the clients that are being served, but for the volunteers that serve with us, so that people aren't concerned about not knowing how to respond or what they should say. The process through Love Inc. takes care of that for them.
What can you give us an example of someone here locally that has, Kimber, that has made a significant change, and perhaps they would have had a more difficult time without Love Inc.?
You know, I would love to do that. In fact, at the event, they'll be able to come. Folks that come to the event will hear this story live from the person, but I want to just kind of give a teaser on it. We had a young mom that came to the program who shared that, you know, through a lot of circumstances in her life, she found herself making decisions that she wasn't exactly proud of, and landed herself in some financial hot water. But she worked diligently at a lot of different areas, but finally found our program. And through the support and the encouragement that she had, she was able to start getting a handle on her budget. Her budget counselor worked with her to prioritize which debts would help her power roll her money and get the most bang for the dollar there. And she ended up, as she graduated in the program in December, she had paid down over $10,000 in unsecured debt since the time she started with us. And she gave us an update, but you'll have to come to the calling to hear what the update is, because she's continued, and it's just an amazing story.
Well, that's like Dave Ramsey squared.
Exactly.
We talk.
That's what happens when you add a little love.
Exactly. We need a lot of that these days. When people come to you, what are their conditions emotionally and spiritually?
You know, we borrowed a picture of a wagon as our ideal for looking at the whole person. And, you know, each person has four wheels in their life. One of those is a physical wheel. But you're absolutely right. The spiritual, the emotional, the relational wheels are all important as well. So when any one of those wheels comes off, it impacts the others, and your wagon just doesn't go very far very fast. So even if it's a physical need, a financial need that they find themselves in, many times we see that spilling over into their relationship with the people close to them. Sometimes it causes stress at work. And then spiritually, they begin to struggle to see how it all fits together. So when they come to us, we're looking to offer them solutions and ideas to transform their thinking in all of those areas as they start to put the pieces back together.
Kimber Shaw with us, Love Inc., their big event this Friday. We'll tell you more about that in a minute. This event on Friday, you know, a lot of folks, whether it's service projects or the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts, they're always looking for something that will make an impact on their kids. Would you suggest that people come to your event that have children and perhaps volunteer?
You know, it's funny you ask, because we actually have a lot of our youth, somewhere between the ages of 13 and 16, participating with us. They help us with the younger kids on our relational program. They're going to be present at this event. It's a great place to come and find opportunities and ways to serve. I'm not sure it would be appropriate for those under the tweenage years, but it would definitely be a place for young adults to start to see how they can impact and change their community as well.
Kimber, finally, for people just tuning in, if you could let everybody know about your event and not only the cause that will benefit by the silent auction and everything else, but you know, some of the prizes there as well this Friday.
Yeah. Well, Love Inc. Boise is a ministry here in the area, and we are hosting our sixth annual benefit event called The Calling. It's going to be the final Friday in February, the 27th at 6:30. Cole Community Church is hosting us, and they're located at 8775 West Eustick Road. We do have Photo Booth Boise there, who's going to help us capture and tell our story, because you can't tell a story without pictures. And we also have the Chad Marvin Band is going to be there to provide a lot of entertainment for us. We've got some great skits, even involving our volunteers and our clients, to help illuminate the story and have a lot of fun. And then our 40 churches are also donating wonderful desserts, a lot of award-winning recipes, family secret recipes, and those desserts will be there as part of our dessert auction for the evening. So I think it promises to be a lot of fun. Doors open at 6:30, so be there early, get your picture taken, get your memento, and get a great seat.
Kimbra, finally, your website for people if they want more information.
Yes, sir. We'd love you to visit that BoiseLoveInc.org. That's www.BoiseLoveInc.org. And they can also call the office for information at 377-3502-3.
Hey, by the way, don't be a stranger. We'd love to talk to you some more, all right?
Well, we will call and give you an update on how the event goes.
Please do, and keep up the great work. You guys,
Kevin, thank you so much.
You guys make a difference, so... thank you.
Well, God bless you and your ministry. Thank you.
God bless you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Kimber Shaw joining us from Love, Inc., a great event. Check them out on the web, or better yet, go to their event tomorrow. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO, the Manly Man segment. Dave Burnett with us here for the Friday edition. Dave, good morning.
Hang on a second, Kevin. I'm finishing something up here. Okay, done. I've reached it. I reached the end of the internet. I'm all done. I've looked at everything.
The end of the internet?
Yep, I've looked at everything. I think I'm done.
You're done. What do you mean?
I've looked at everything there is to look at on the internet, so I'm good.
Okay.
Yep. I'm just getting ready for the government to take it over.
Well, if our Fox News site is any indication, it is down today. So maybe the government took down our Fox News site already.
It's down? Wow.
Yes, yes.
Didn't take
long there for our Fox sound effects and everything else. So.
So will it be a czar that's running the internet?
Welcome to the Department of the Internet. The Department of the Internet.
Internet czar.
Read my lips. More taxes coming.
Oh, yeah.
According to Mark Cuban, we're going to have more regulations spilling over into TV. TV, as we know it, is over. Telling the folks at CNBC that. Cuban began by predicting the courts will rule the internet for the next homeowner for many years. Let's just take it all the way through its logical conclusion. All the bits are bits. All bits are equal. If all bits are equal, then let's look at what stream bit is an example. So when Harry and I do an interview and it's streamed live on the internet, there's a camera. It goes to an it goes on and on and on.
What does that mean?
That's why he's a genius. That's why Mark Cuban's a genius. So net neutrality is here. So we're going to have the Department of the Internet. We're going to have the government taxing us on our bits and everything else. It was a good run, I suppose.
Yeah, I was walking down the hall yesterday, and I heard some of the slappies from your favorite stations talking about, I think it's a good thing for the government to be able to, you know, that way they can get control of what's going on the Internet.
Right.
And I said, are you kidding me? And I said to one of the slappies in particular, I said, at what point is, you know, regulating what can be said or done good? Well, look, see, they don't allow cussing on radio and TV. I said, unfortunately, they do allow it now.
Right. Right. And if, in fact, you're part of the politically correct Politburo, you get away with a lot more things than anything else.
Yeah. I just, you know, I'm trying to think of the last thing the government was running that was run efficiently and run right.
I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Very scary. Very scary stuff, Kevin.
Indeed. Well, we hear this from Ray Amaya. The Fox News is working on his computer. Apparently, mine is the only one that is.
Let me check.
Maybe the government has just decided to selectively. Oh, here we go. Finally, after seven attempts,
it works on mine.
Well, maybe you and Ray had to go first, so it was safe and acceptable, if you will.
Groundbreaking.
Apparently. So not only do we have that.
Or maybe somebody was doing something wrong. I'm just saying.
No, actually, I would admit if there was operator error on my part. I'm very good at that. Not that I've ever happily admitted that I'm wrong. However, so we have that going on. We have the president looking to ban bullets by executive action. How about that?
Yeah, I saw that. I think Drudge had an article on that. That the in particular, he's looking to ban those the
bullets for the AR-15.
The AR-15s. Yeah. So there's a run on ammo going again, which would make a run on all ammo again, which always drives me nuts because I really need to start just reloading my 9mm stuff myself, I guess. Wait, I shouldn't say that publicly, should I?
That'll be yapped, if you will. That'll be purged from the stream. I don't know about the air yet, but just like everything else is regulated, so be it.
Yeah. So, the land of regulation, every day, just another little nick on freedom. And people think, well, it's no big deal. It's not a big deal that they make you take your shoes off. It's not a big deal, but it's death by 1,000 paper cuts.
Well, not to sound like those two old guys on the Muppets, but it really is a generational thing. And you talk to your friends that you talk to. I just kind of give them the mean look and keep walking in the hallways here at 580KIDO. It's a generational thing. Gustavo, the guy we had on a few days ago, where he said he trusts the government because to make sure that everything's running and, these greedy corporate capitalists. Now, on one hand, you have private enterprise, I suppose, represented by Google, and then you have the government represented by President Obama. And it's interesting that the people never got a chance to look at this. The people never got a chance to vote on this. And the commissioners really didn't know what they were voting on. 3-2, and remember, the other day we heard from our expert, Dr. Lamero, saying that he thought that it would go down because the Democrats on the committee would do the right thing. Well, it went partisan votes. And folks, this is why elections matter.
Yeah, everybody wants to take a look at, in the big picture, it's a little...
But these are the same people that voted for the president. These are the same people that when the president came to town, and I'm not beating up, I'm just a statement of fact, they thought it was great, it was a historical thing, and hey, I want to be there for that man. Okay, you have no freedom, your taxes are going up, and the government now will officially control what you do. Here I am filibustering. Go ahead.
No, I'm just listening in because I'm curious to see, and obviously it won't start immediately. You won't log onto the internet today and see a bit of difference. But again, little by little, somebody will make a ruling on this. Somebody's going to have to justify their job on being the czar of that. And little by little, oops, suddenly Netflix can do this. Netflix can't do that. Suddenly, and regulations come down. And the government gets involved. And when did the internet become an American thing? I thought it was a World Wide Web.
You'd have to talk to Albert Gore about that.
He didn't talk to me.
Right.
But, at what point did... I thought it was the World Wide Web. When did we take charge of it all?
Well, we need to take charge of everything.
Well, I guess the Chinese do that. I mean, they have the web there, but they, some countries, North Korea, they've got the web available to some, but it's all censored, and there's certain things that are allowed. So I guess we can go into that mode in that certain things are allowed, other things are not.
Let me put it to you this way. South Korea has the fastest web ever. You think our web is fast here in this building? South Korea, they are so technologically advanced when it comes to the web. It's just amazing, I think, from what I've read.
I'm still waiting for Fox to come up. It's there. It's just...
Oh, wait. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? I'm going to go back and see if there's any more to surf on the web today. Keep surfing the web.
Surf it while you can, and then, gun sites. Well, it's going to be like Facebook. Now, Facebook will let people post things about Osama bin Laden and I love killing Americans and all these crazy things. But you have people from the Patriot movement, people here locally, have told me that they've been censored by Facebook. And that's what isn't that what the government's going to do? Decide what is and what isn't appropriate?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what is done. And I believe there are things that, for those that do not know how TV and radio works, we get permission from the government to broadcast.
We have a license.
Yeah, we have the license to broadcast here, but the frequency belongs to the government. It does not belong to anybody. Channel 7, that frequency does not belong to them. They are granted the gift of doing it from the government. So we're under regulation. So now the internet will be the same thing. It doesn't really belong to anyone. It's the government's.
There you have it.
You know, so that same thing will come down. So, you know, at some point, it'll be decided what can and cannot be on there, what is good or not good for you, and whether, you know, whether it's bad, you know, stuff you shouldn't be delving into, or whether it's something that maybe is a religious thing that should have equality. I mean, maybe your church shouldn't be allowed to stream their services live. I mean, that could come under the jurisdiction of the czar of the internet.
But Reverend Wright could be.
But yeah, but these people can. I mean, so suddenly, you know, it's not a matter of you make a choice and you make a decision for your life what's right. It's that the government's going to tell you what's right and what's good for your life.
Well, and you have people, maybe that's the way it is in your building as well, everybody who's listening, that believe that that's okay, that it's not so bad because the president's a great guy and they believe everything that the president says.
So. Well, and it's not only about this president, it's about the next one.
I don't think the next one's going to have the same amount of, if it's a Republican, they'll be going crazy.
Well, but
because there's a double standard. There's a double standard in the press.
It's about the subsequent presidents. Maybe what's good for one president, the next one's going to take it and really, really abuse it, you know?
Well, do you want to listen to some Rachel Maddow here this morning?
Sure.
All right. This is something that we found throughout the day, and it's kind of interesting that I told you I've been attacked on Facebook lately just for my stance with Representative Barbieri.
See, I tell you right now, if the government was in charge, you know, that wouldn't be happening.
Well, yeah, exactly. But we were yapping a little bit about this, and people are, you know, smacking me and calling me all these names. And then somebody posted this link to Rachel Maddow, so I found it. Ray Amaya dubbed it in. This is Rachel Maddow and her thoughts on Idaho.
Today was also this kind of news day that brought us this from Idaho. I have to say, if you are a toddler watching this program, hi, please ask your mom or your dad or whatever responsible adult is nearby if it's okay for you to see this next part, okay? Like I said, it's from Idaho, so brace yourself. This is Idaho State Representative Vito Barbieri. Mr. Barbieri represents an area called Dalton Gardens in western Idaho. And today, in a hearing about a bill that would impose new abortion regulations in his state, Representative Barbieri voted to impose those new restrictions, voted that doctors should be prohibited from doing something they already do in the state of Idaho, because what do those doctors know? Let the legislators decide instead, because the legislators know better than the doctors, particularly when it comes to lady parts and the delicate matter of where exactly those parts are. Just watch this. This is from the Idaho legislature. They start talking about colonoscopies, and things just go downhill from there. I swear we did not edit this. This really happened today, because this is what today is like in the news.
All right, so do you think that she has a lot of respect for Idaho?
Sure. Sounds like she wants to vacation here.
All right, here we go. Here's her take. Here's Rachel.
You mentioned the risk of colonoscopy. Can that be done by drugs?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Barbieri, it can not be done by drugs. It can, however, be done remotely, where you swallow a pill, and this pill has a little camera, and it makes its way through your intestines, and those images are uploaded to a doctor who's often thousands of miles away, who then interprets that.
Follow up, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Barbieri.
Can this same procedure then be done in a pregnancy? Swallowing a camera and helping the doctor determine what the situation is with the...
Mr. Chairman and Representative, it cannot be done in pregnancy simply because when you swallow a pill, it would not end up in the...
Fascinating. That certainly makes sense, Doctor.
Your thoughts there on the mean laughter and back and forth.
Well,
I've got one more of Rachel, but I want to get you in here at 580KIDO.
If that kind of laughter came at the expense of a liberal, that would be hate. That would be taking things out of context. That would be, you know, there would be all kinds of badness associated with that. But because it's a conservative, it's okay. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to take it out of context. That's okay.
Back to Rachel, because look at what Vito Barbieri's done. He's embarrassed us. She just doesn't like Idaho.
Sometimes there's nothing to add. Sometimes the most straightforward headlines are all that you really need to tell a story like this. I should tell you that this appeared on Representative Barbieri's Wikipedia page shortly after this incident today. Quote, on February 23rd, 2015, Representative Barbieri learned that if a woman swallows a pill, it will not end up in her... And then there's the relevant footnotes, which are accurate.
What was that?
Rock!
Exactly.
What was that? And since when does the media go to Wikipedia? Which, by the way, you or I could put anything we want. When does the media go to Wikipedia? When has that started working out?
Right.
Interesting. Rachel uses Wikipedia. I like that.
Exactly. Anybody could post anything there, but, you know, she doesn't put that out. Basically, what Rachel is saying, Bright Lights, Big City, that she doesn't like Idaho. Now, other people say, well, it's... Vito's embarrassed us. They're looking for things to make issues about here.
Well, yes. I mean, and again, and you always tell me not to. There were two slappies going back and forth. In fact, I think you got the email on it. And I really wanted to say something, saying we need something positive about Idaho after, you know.
I didn't get, what, a recent email?
Yeah. And I was going to respond to it and said, have you even really read the full text and context of what was being said there? Because I know they hadn't. And it was like, nah, it's not worth my effort to fight them.
It isn't.
You know. So what are you gonna do, Kevin?
Well, I guess it's time for traffic.
I was all fired up coming in here now. Now I'm beginning to wonder what I can't have my ammo, my internet's gone. Traffic now, Kevin, as you come.
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Fighting for the truth, fighting for you. Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, we'll talk net neutrality. Greg Pruitt will join us from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance, get his thoughts on the accusations that his group is harassing state lawmakers. A lot going on this morning, plus Obama looking to ban the ammunition to the AR-15. Let's get you to work. 5:59, stay with us, 580 KIDO. KIDO.